This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
Education is the civil rights issue of this century.
This is my passion. Kids are future, absolutely. And I think I'm expressing that on behalf of every educator in the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're trying to educate kids the very best we can. I know that's top priority. It's tough to do that when you don't have the funds.
Fighting for you.
We are very appreciative of KIDO Radio coming to our schools and giving us a chance to visit with you and promote the good things that we do at this.
Boise's Mr. Right.
First lesson of today.
X plus Y is equal Z or something like that.
Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And good morning. Thanks to our great friends at CapEd. Kevin Miller in the morning here. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We're at our old favorite stomping grounds, Rolling Hills Charter School. It's been a while since we've been here. The last time I was here, we had a big assembly, over 300 kids, I believe, and we had over 300 letters that we sent to Iraq. And always just marvel at the ingenuity of the folks here. We're joined by the principal, Mr. Pratt. Mr. Pratt, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us.
Good. Great to have you at Rolling Hills
this morning. So you're fairly new to the building here. What's that been like for you to adjust to being here at Rolling Hills?
Oh, it's been a great experience coming to Idaho and having the opportunity to be the administrator of such a great school and a caring community. Boise's been very open and inviting for our family as well as the Rolling Hills, and it's always been a great community to be a part of.
So where, everybody in Idaho, they always say, where are you from?
I'm from Oregon.
Over the hill and down the road.
Just not too far away from here.
Not like some of the slappies like myself that have come from, you know, across the Great River. So this is like old home day really for you.
Yeah.
Oregon, Idaho.
Yeah, it's beautiful here in Boise, and it's been a great opportunity for myself and my family.
Why education? For you,
education, education has always been a vital piece in my life. Both of my parents were educators. My grandmother was an educator, and education has always been a part of my family. And I've always had the impression that, you know, life is a learning experience, and if I can help others learn too, then it's been a great career for me. Also, I just, before we get too far into this, I want to shout out to all the teachers. It is Teacher Appreciation Week, opportunity for us to say thank you to those teachers that go the extra mile every day on a daily basis to help support our kids in learning their education and providing the best possible education that they can. And I know that they do that tirelessly and sometimes without a lot of appreciation. So a good opportunity for us this week to take a second, send an email, stop in at a teacher's classroom and just say thank you. It doesn't take a lot. Teachers don't expect a lot of gifts and those kind of things, but they just want to feel appreciated. And sometimes the small things are what makes the teachers feel best and keeps them going, especially at this time of the year, as the school year starts to wind down a little bit, gives them the opportunity to say thank you to all of our teachers.
I was hoping it was Talk Show Host Appreciation Week.
They probably have a few days for that.
Yeah, there's a special tribute to that, which we can't talk about. But that is so vital. And, again, it is – thank you, sir, for pointing that out, Mr. Pratt, that it is Teacher Appreciation Week. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of this book called The Carrot Principle. And basically, you know, you get more with the carrot than you do with the stick, whether it's in education – with kids, with educators, with teachers, with administrators, or in business.
Yeah, we always find that the power within is greater than any other type of power. And the teachers do a great job of finding each child, finding out what potential they have, and reaching as far as they can to find that and get that internal motivation going for kids so that they can rise and show what they can do as well as achieve the dreams that they want going on to college. getting into a career that they really, really like. And fortunately for me, I was inspired by my parents and grandparents in education, having great teachers around me that supported me.
Are there still great teachers?
Oh, yes. They are always great teachers. And there's always really good opportunities for us to see the best in anybody, in any situation.
580 KIDO, as we continue on from Rolling Hills Charter School. Why did you come here? You talk about the opportunity, but Rolling Hills, again, like a lot of other schools, very distinctive. The folks here work very hard. Sometimes you'll have people mowing lawns, you'll have people doing things. You've got an innovative concept, an innovative activity going on today designed to raise money for your school.
Sure.
Out of all the places that you could have gone, I know you picked Idaho, but this school in particular is very distinctive in how hard the folks work.
Yeah, and I think that that's what fit my model of and philosophy of the type of person that I am. And that's why, as educators get into the business, is one, to have great opportunities to help kids learn, but also finding that environment that fits the way that they teach, their style. In my position as an administrator, what fits my administrative type philosophy? And Rolling Hills really does fit that. Teaching the whole child, pillars of character, citizenship. This month is responsibility, respect, caring, and all of the opportunities that it gives us to, still teach arithmetic, the math pieces, the English, the reading, but also the whole child. And that's what our staff here really works towards, is teaching the whole child, making them well-rounded, giving them an advanced opportunity to move forward in their educational endeavors.
580 KIDO, as we continue on, Shane Pratt with us, the administrator here at Rolling Hills Charter School. So what are the challenges that, let's say, a charter school has? And it's unfortunate that we have, charter school in this category, homeschool in this category, parochial private school in this category, public school in this category. We all have the segmentation of education. So what's the challenge that you have that other schools may not have? I mean, again, you're having the Ford test drive here today.
Right. Yeah. One of the things is funding, obviously. And so Drive for Your School with Kendall Ford out of Meridian, allowing us the opportunity to raise some funds. So today, between 12 o'clock and 8 o'clock, drop-ins are welcome to come in and take a test drive. No sales pressure, just $20 is what we get per test drive, an opportunity for us to raise some money for our athletic programs and for our parent and faculty association, and be able to fund the activities and projects that we have going on here at Rolling Hills. And I think every school always has some type of funding issues. It's just a little bit more magnified at a smaller charter school such as ours. Ours is we are a K-8 school. We have one classroom per grade level. And so that helps us to be able to personalize that education for our children. But it does create some financial tightness that other schools may or may not have.
Sure, and you have a lot of people participating here at 580 KIDO. Mr. Pratt, finally, when you take a look at where you're going and the state of education, what do we not understand about education? I've had people come up to me and say, Kevin, conservatives, liberals, libertarians, moderates, progressives, and say, thank you for going into the schools. And really what it is, it's just old-fashioned radio, where we come here at 580 KIDO. We come to Rolling Hills Charter School, and we just talk to the folks. But whether it's the headlines, whether it's the TV newscast, the radio, what do we not understand about education as a professional educator who has lived it and faces the kids each and every day and the parents?
And that's a good question, because everybody's education is somewhat based on their history,
yes,
of their own education.
Oh, boy.
And that becomes very convoluted. There is no straight answer as to what is so complicated about, I think, is what sometimes we miss is that education can be very simple and very direct approach towards each individual student's need. The complications are in the changing environment of which we live and the changing societies that we live is that not every child has the same foundation or the same supports as the next kid sitting next to them. And so we have to change our style. We have to differentiate the way we instruct those kids so that we can meet each child's needs, at the same time motivate them to open up that, as you said earlier, get the carrot out instead of the stick.
It's the key, and I know my mother is still wondering this as she's listening right now. You know, how do you motivate kids? And I ask everybody that all the time. I mean, what's the key? I mean, parents are going, you know, I realize the value of education. They're saying this. But to get my kid to realize it, and when we talk to kids, they're going, oh, it's great, it's good. But there are a lot of kids that, like myself, do not realize the value of what they're getting here. So, you know, is there a secret sauce or something?
One of our key elements here at Rolling Hills, which is what I love, is that we have a philosophy that each child in a low threat of taking risks in the classroom and eliminating bullying and the external things that distract kids from meeting their potential, that if we challenge them with high academic and high expectations, that they rise to that. They rise to that expectation and that higher bar. We've seen the bar change in education. Over the course of the years, and we will still see more changes in education. But we see that as you raise the expectation, our kids do meet that, and that's one of the secrets is just caring about each individual child and being able to help them meet that need and meet that expectation. Our staff here does have kind of a secret remedy that it's based in the testimonials that our kids give as they leave Rolling Hills, as they go, man, my teacher really cared about me.
Well, that is important. Mr. Pratt, we thank you, and the public's invited beginning at noon today to do some test drives from Kendall Ford. Is that right?
We would love to have people just drop in here at our school, be able to see our school as well as, test drive a vehicle from Ford, be able to see some of the hybrids that they have, some of the trucks, some of the more fancy cars that Ford's going to have. We'll have 20 vehicles. We'll be directing people to...
It's a lot of test driving.
Yeah, we'll be directing people to take about a 5-10 minute test drive in a vehicle, no sales presentation, just a verification that's done, and Rolling Hills will be a beneficiary of the fundraising from that for our parent faculty association that supports activities here at our school and for our athletic department and our middle school and PE department. So.
All right, Mr. Pratt, we appreciate it. Thank you for having
us,
sir.
Glad to be here, and glad to have you here at Rolling Hills, Kevin.
All right, we're going to be here all morning long. Let's get you to work safely and on time. 580.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us?
Now, from Rolling Hills Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, as we move along here, phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We have this story on our hot list. This is very troubling for a lot of folks. Government officials reacting to the growing voice of conservative news outlets, especially on the Internet, are angling to curtail the media's exemption from federal election laws governing political organizations, a potential chilling intervention that the chairman of the FEC is vowing to fight. Quote, I think that there are impulses in the government every day to second guess and look into the editorial decisions of conservative publishers, warned FEC Chairman Lee Goodman in an interview. Quote, the right has begun to break the left's media monopoly, particularly through new media outlets like the Internet, and I sense that some on the left are starting to rethink the breadth of the media exemption and Internet communications. noting the success of sites like The Drudge Report. Goodman said that protecting conservative media, especially those on the Internet, quote, matters to me because I see the future going to the democratization of media largely through the Internet. They can compete with the big boys now, and I've seen the storm clouds that the second you start regulating them, there is at least the possibility or indeed the proclivity for selective enforcement, so we need to keep the media free and the Internet free. Goodman cited several examples where the FCC has considered regulating conservative media, including Sean Hannity's radio show and Citizen United's media movie division. Now, as I've said, how does the Republic die? It's through apathy. It's through people that have checked out. And I think a lot of it is sometimes it's our own fault that we get so caught up in issues. We get so caught up in, the ingredients, we forget the entire recipe. And look, radio today, the Internet today, media today has to be entertaining. It has to grab your attention. You know, how many people actually work outside the box in media, or do they just come in and do their own thing, do their own talking points that get tired, that get oppressive, and people just tune out of it? You know, what makes people successful today? What makes small business successful today? The hard work, the dedication, the amount of enthusiasm. Look at the folks here. We're at a charter school. We're at Rolling Hills Charter School, where they have challenges when it comes to funding. So they've partnered with a private group, Kendall Ford, and they're having a test drive today. These type of innovations are what keep businesses and education facilities alive. Media has to do the same thing. And I never buy the idea that people have checked out. The reason why they've checked out is we've allowed them to. And, you know, if I were, once again, in education, which sometimes it feels like, at 580 KIDO, you know, I would focus on critical thinking skills. That's what I mean, you look at folks today, and remember, just because I say it, just because Glenn Beck says it, or Sean Hannity says it, or Dave Ramsey says it, or Alex Jones says it, doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. But how many people today, young and old, actually question? You know, that's the beauty of, you know, reading books or listening or comprehending as opposed to texting or Facebook, where, in fact, those are powerful tools, but do they promote critical thinking skills? You know, the idea of saying something questionable, objective, offensive. You know, you go back and you read the Federalist Papers. You go back and you read the battles for states' rights. And those people got downright personal. And it was protected speech. Take a look at what's going on today with the NSA. Take a look at what's going on with the IRS. Heck, a new report out now that 10% of the Tea Party folks were targeted by the IRS. You have Lois Lerner, who could be going to jail. That's right. She could be going to jail because of the contempt citation. And the House is actually doing something about it. Daryl Issa, if you haven't heard about this, this was the big news yesterday, and you're just waking up with it with me, Kevin Miller, here at 580KIDO. Former tax official Lois Lerner's confrontation with Congress over a potential contempt citation may get an emphatically more dramatic depending on how far back into the congressional history the House Republicans want to reach. And that's something that will be determined. She doesn't want to cooperate. And you have the emails found by our friends at Judicial Watch that show that there was collusion between the Internal Revenue Service, and the Department of Justice. That's huge. That's one issue. Of course, the other issue, Benghazi and everything else. But let's get back to this. Those of you, I mean, we've all been in history classes. We've all learned about the Bill of Rights. Did you ever think that in America, regardless of who or what you follow politically, that people would be looked at by the government because they're conservative, because they're liberal, because they're progressive? That's darn right scary. And the fact that we're more outraged about what the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers says as opposed to our rights being frittled away. Folks, that's why we got to wake up. That's why each and every day I say to you, please support me. Please support this program. Because I've seen the other programs out there. They don't do what you do. They don't attempt to do what we do collectively together. And if we lose this, well, good luck with the newsletter business. Good luck with the videos and the Facebook. And those are powerful tools. But while you're in your car, while you're commuting, to have that community voice, to have the ability to talk about, well, you know, there's climate change going on in Nampa, or the latest out of Ontario, or what's going on in Mountain Home. That's what we have. And the national folks are great. But remember, it's all about local and localism.
Today, we are trying to move contempt to the court system where an impartial judge can evaluate whether or not Lois Lerner should be ordered back to testify so the American people can know the truth.
Well, and the truth is, according to those emails, that people were targeted. How do you criminalize political thought? 580-5436, just a question to you. How do you criminalize political thought? And will Ms. Lerner be compelled to testify? We are live here at Rolling Hills Charter School. Kevin Miller in the morning, promoting our school, securing our future. Thanks to our great friends at CapEd. Coming up, the news, then more folks here. And we appreciate it. In addition to that, don't forget to listen for the cue to call. Your chance to win cash right here at 580 KIDO.
580 KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us?
Now, from Rolling Hills Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, we're back to school. Rolling Hills Charter School, 580 KIDO. Shane Pratt with us once again to talk a little bit more about education and such. And, you know, one issue that we haven't discussed, Mr. Pratt, is the core standards. Are you familiar with those, and does that impact your school?
Oh, yes. I am very familiar with the Common Core, as well as, yes, it does impact our school.
What's been the reaction? Because you have a lot of folks, and this has been fueled by Glenn Beck, who's very successful, a lot of people are highly critical of the core standards. We've had town hall meetings about them. We've had people that have come out against them. And yet you have the education community. You have other folks saying they're good things. Where are you guys here at Rolling Hills when we're talking the core standards?
Well, as we are in the implementation phase of Common Core standards, along with our philosophy of the way that we do education here at Rolling Hills. But the Common Core is a part of our educational component as we strive towards meeting the high standards that the state has, and we have. We're a 4-star rated school. We have been meeting the state standards even before the Common Core came on, and now we have just a little bit different of a strategy that we have to implement to be able to help with the Common Core. You know, one of the big discussions that has been going on, I have monthly meetings here to try to be transparent with my parents and the community about the school and educational issues called Tiger Talk, and we meet once a month and try to talk about some of those issues. And there have been a few areas where people are concerned about the Common Core. It's
very passionate about it.
Passionate.
Mr. Pratt, you know, we hear it all the time at 580KIDO. I have people that are very concerned about the data collection, everything else. And, I mean, that might be beyond your jurisdiction. But what can you say to reassure folks or to say that, you know, you're open and transparent here at Rolling Hills?
Yeah, we know that the Common Core is something that the state has adopted. And so we must fulfill that mandate also by following those standards. But it doesn't mean that we take out the way that we teach. The Common Core standards do help us and do make students think differently about the way that they try to answer questions, the way that they think and describe how they got their answer. The beauty of some of it is that kids are have the opportunity to share with one another how they actually got their answers by having to explain. And that's something that assessment testing in the state has not done before. They haven't had to explain their answer. They've just been able to say, yeah, I got the answer. But being able to explain it and articulate how they are able to achieve that with one another, they see different perspectives, which part of the goal is to help us gain that perspective when we meet the workplace. There's more than one ways to get a job done.
Sure.
And so these kids are having to articulate this at such a young age and be able to step up to some of those standards. There are some standards that we feel that we need to keep the bar raised for our kids here at Rolling Hills. And so we continue to push the expectation beyond what the Common Core is even asking.
Well, and at 580KIDO, how is now you're from Oregon, so how is the education community in the Treasure Valley? Does everybody get along when you're talking charter schools, public schools, parochial schools, private schools? Is there a sense of community?
Within the education community, supporting one another, sharing some of the changes that are going on. I think the State Department's done a pretty good job of bringing us together, because there are things on the state website that is open for parents to look at, even on our own website, for parents and other educators to look for. There are regional summit meetings within the Idaho Charter School Network that where we come together to learn about what's making a difference, what's making the Common Core easier
and
better.
And that's a good point here at 580KIDO, because I'm amazed at how much money people put into education here. You know, you take a look at the standards, and Mr. Luna has been very criticized for his tenure, whether that's right or wrong. But you take a look at the Albertsons Foundation with Don't Fail Idaho, with the commercials they're running, except on this radio station. You take a look at our great friends at CapEd, who proudly support promoting our school, securing our future. They have a great website, weloveourteachers.org, where they get teachers and business people together to give teachers discounts. And you don't see that anywhere else. And the headlines, the people that aren't in the schools are saying, well, we're ranked 50th, we're ranked 49th. So as someone who is charged, championed, empowered to get the kids and the standards up, where does that begin? How do we get better?
Well, let me take a second and think, because there's a lot of different ways to approach this, as well as, you know, you've loaded the plate with a lot of issues. And one,
my background as a former educator.
That's
yes.
Right. So I like to take things a little bit one at a time. But, you know, if first and foremost, education definitely starts in the family. It starts at home. We get the child for about 5 hours of education a day, a little bit more. But most of the education occurs at home. The second part is that by having, you know, that old adage in the book that talks about it takes a village to raise a child, it truly does. The Treasure Valley community, as you talked about, is joined around vested groups, business or otherwise, philanthropists that really do involve themselves in education, want the best for our children. What we have to do is continue those partnerships and continue to share what works and benefit one another. Always, there's people that come in who have, you know, Rolling Hills is a school of choice. It is a choice to come here. It is a choice to come to any charter school. It's a choice of the parents. Having those choices does make education a little bit more challenging for each parent, because one fit doesn't just fit everybody. There's not a silver bullet.
Right, but when the parent says, hey, why isn't my kid learning? And in the old days, it's funny, It used to be on the kid. Now it seems to be on the teacher.
There is that accountability. When you throw millions of dollars into education, somebody wants be held accountable.
Somebody wants that ROI on the investment.
Yeah.
At 580 KIDO, now let me hit you with this, Mr. Pratt. You wanted to pump something up real quick?
Sure, yeah. You know, one of the benefits of having some partnerships is we have partnered with Building Hope this last year, which is a nonprofit organization out of Washington, D.C., here in Idaho now also. And Building Hope has supported the efforts of educating children in charter schools across the nation. And they're now in Idaho, and we have had a great partnership with them to continue educating our students here at Rolling Hills and becoming a financially solid organization and group as we're now entering into the final phase of our eighth year. And we're hoping to continue to educate kids to the highest standards that we have, as well as what the state has for us, and being a partner with other organizations and other schools so that all kids, just as the Albertsons Foundation says, you know, don't fail Idaho.
Right, and hello to all your teachers that are bringing the cars over for Kendall 4.
That's
says
right.
A lot. And hopefully...
At 6 a.m.
Well, not only that, but me being the selfish, egocentric host that I am, that everybody has come to know and love at 580 KIDO, they're listening to you right now, not only because it helps us, but they should find out what you're all about. So hopefully they'll come by and tell you did a good job.
You bet. Well, thank you. And I hope that all the teachers know that they're doing a great job. They are appreciated.
Those are the ones that are listening right now. If they're not
That's
listening,
right.
They're not doing a good job.
They might be carpooling to work or going and picking up those test drive cars.
Right.
That we would love to have people come and stop by our school, see a charter school, see what kind of teamwork can happen. You know, one or two of us can drive a car, but if we get 300 of us driving a car to meet our goal, that's the power of this community. We come together and we do things and make miracles happen.
Mr. Pratt, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Glad to have you here, Kevin.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And again, if you're in the car listening, that's good. If not, well, you'll be in trouble. Just kidding. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us?
Now, from Rolling Hills Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And getting ready to talk to more folks here, promoting our schools, securing our future. You know, as much as we love being out in the field and going to Nevada and covering issues and hopefully getting a couple more issues to light here at 580 KIDO. I really feel at home in the schools, and Rolling Hills Charter School, a very significant school for me personally and for this program. It was Rolling Hills that was one of our first adopters of our Letters from Home campaign. And those of you that have joined us recently, we welcome you to the program, and we thank you for your support and your continued support. And we're blessed to have you with us. And those of you that have been with us from the very beginning at 580 KIDO, know that, you know, there's a great history intertwined with what we've done here, our Letters from Home campaign, where we physically wrote 2,000 letters to the folks with the 116th Combat Cavalry Division when they went to Iraq. And I remember personally carrying those 2,000 letters on the planes to Dulles, to Kuwait, to Iraq, and Rolling Hills. And if you do a YouTube, Kevin Miller Rolling Hills, you'll see the great presentation in the assembly where I think they had 200 letters, 300 letters. And I remember commenting to Tom Raffetto at the time, who was our videographer and our promotions czar, that it really, and they were singing God Bless America, and it really, man, it just touched me personally, and the letters from the kids really made a big difference to our guard troops when they were in Iraq. And it's just one of the wonderful things that we hear about at 580 KIDO with this program, but we may not see it everywhere else. There are good things going on in education. There are good things going on in the Treasure Valley. And so many times we hear the negativity. So our purpose, again, is to be here and not to pit one school against another, but to give you the differences between a, let's say, a private school, a public school, a parochial school, a charter school, and each and every challenge that these folks may have. So we thank you for joining us. We thank our friends at CapEd. Yesterday it got pretty intense on Capitol Hill concerning Benghazi. Let's take a listen.
If you want 100% of the truth, then you're going to want 100% of the access to the witnesses and the documents.
This is all about an email or emails. When people knew what they knew, or how they knew what took place, as opposed to the fact that this did happen and that Americans were killed, is outrageous.
It looks like Republicans are more concerned about an email than they are about the four Americans who lost their lives.
Here's my advice to my Democratic friends. If you're seen as trying to cover up getting to the truth of Benghazi, and you think that everything that has been known and this is just a witch hunt, you do so at your peril.
I'm not sure if they're interested in necessarily getting to the truth in this case. It looks like they just want another issue for their far right.
One would have to guess. If they're not willing to tell the American people the truth, it must not be very pretty.
Your thoughts next, quickly to traffic at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dave. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. More from Rolling Hills Charter School. Next, promoting our schools, securing our future. Good morning.
Serving